10 to 58 is the time here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. We are a work in progress. Thank you for checking us out every single Sunday from 9 until noon. He is DJ. I am Monty. We also got Ham with us. Will Connerly, Connor Caldwell. Coming up at 11:30, we'll do the whip around and some Sunday brunch here in about 15 minutes. But first, a little Ham Radio.
Ham
Radio! And as Ham is in the bathroom, tough day yesterday, from what I understand.
Yeah, it happens.
We will take a little time to talk about the April Fool's Open. We had that this week on Tuesday. Baldy was the big winner. Congrats, DJ. You won the mini Calcutta that we had.
We might have to talk about that coming up in the next hour.
Okay.
Who we bet on, why we bet on them, what we're going to do with the money.
We'll do that. But yeah, Baldy won. And I can't think of a better person to have hop on and discuss the April Fool's Open. You may have heard his brother, Craig Rosengarten, on the T-Box yesterday with Rick and Eli. But joining us right now is his twin brother, Greg Rosengarten.
Yes.
Good morning, Greg. Hey.
Happy golf. Happy golf to DJ Tinkenberg and Justin Naughty Mayer.
Happy golf to you. So when we last talked, or talking about the field at this year's April Fool's Open, you were allegedly out there on the greens scouting it out. Monty not out there. Can you break down the tournament for him?
Yeah, it was a thrilling April Fool's Open, one for the history reckoning books.
What?
You can read all doubt about it in this month's Flagship Golfer magazine. But for anyone out there who's illiterate, I'll talk about it here. So this year, the 2025 April Fool's Open champion was the ticket Brian Baldwin.
It's Ryan.
Memorable champion for the Bucks. The more Superman Brian. All the balls left and right on the course. Baldwin, despite having the lack of background in golf, had experience pumping balls. We received word here at Flagship Golfer. This is exclusive I'm about to tell you guys about.
Okay.
Okay.
That Brian, and I'm breaking news with this right now with you guys, has put his balls to the test, and it's going to be a father.
Didn't he already
made the announcement
that a long time ago?
Yep, everyone knows
that. He told us that like years ago, dude.
You guys knew about that already?
Yes. He's talked about it many times.
But that's a cover story. Crap.
He even talked about it on the broadcast, didn't he? Didn't he mention it
absolutely
after?
Yes.
Wow. Well, congratulations to Brian.
Yeah, congrats, there. Baldy.
Elsewhere, we have some other storylines from the Fool's Open. this is the fourth consecutive Open, which makes it 4 years in a row and marks the fourth consecutive meltdown for David Minot.
Yeah, he always
another meltdown 4 years in a row.
Yeah, he always seems to be on the precipice to win it, right, Greg?
The what?
The precipice, yes.
Precipice.
Yeah.
There's no way that's your word.
All right. If you're not familiar with that word, I'll use a different one. How about cusps? Cusps.
Yeah, cups. That's your word. Yeah, another flawed finish for him, though. Mino squarely has the end. It's on his shoulder. Mino has one more crash and burn at the Fool's Open. He actually gets a free sandwich on his punch card for the Prairie Lake. So I expect to see him next year get that sandwich. Elsewhere in the competition, Elf again played this year, unlike last year where he had Tony Castellanet on his bag, the former Cowboy. This year, he had his bookie on his bag, meaning he wasn't gritting the breast advice out there, if possible. And he was actually threatened. This is another exclusive. He is threatened that if he didn't finish out of the top three, they would actually snap his pants moths in half. But nonetheless, brought his swagger, of course, this year. He had his customary Zubaz on. He had his elephant killing clong on. Clone actually caused several geese living in the pond to migrate to a different state during his play, probably Maine. maybe Atlanta. I don't know. That's next month. You see a Flaccid G golfer.
It's barely English.
Speaking of Flaccid, though. Jacob Bettisnor back this year.
Dettimore.
Yeah, Snor took a step back this year from his top 10 finish from last year's Open. The biggest difference in his game. This year there was a cart girl delivering drinks to the P1, so Betty could have won this tournament, but he was trying to sneak out one of her balls with one of his balls. But Betty nearly pulled a muscle layer that night, if you know what I mean, trying to tug a...
Oh, yeah. That's Jacob Dettimore.
You're all weekend long. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Take a break there. This is Greg Rosengarten. So, obviously, I wasn't out there, but DJ, you were. Mm-hmm. I believe Ham was as well. Do you know how they did? I guess I didn't hear.
Yeah, the Hunchback Bastard, Max Slermingham.
What?
Once again finished, close to dread the last. Ham, I think, had a harder time during the tournament. One, because I don't think he understands anything. He has a disadvantage that he can't read either words or greens.
Some golf
analysis, Hamo four-jacked his ball into the water on a par 5.
He's known for that.
Yeah, that was a complete mess. Yeah, kind of his thing. He also suffered a disadvantage of the wind. The wind kept sculling balls all over the place. DJ's caddy couldn't help. DJ would be frolicking along like a little schoolgirl flying his little kite trying to get some wind. Started crying when it blew into a tree. It was a real mess.
Are you a kid, DJ?
That's exactly what happened, yeah, actually.
But yeah, stay a good word for Gam, though. Flaccid golfers learned that Dr. Pepper, they will not be sponsoring him going forward. So Dr. Pepper, no longer going to be part of his game moving forward.
Probably because they don't know the name.
The biggest story, though,
okay,
both in stature and in final snore, EA Azad finishing in last place. EA might click to pick the win this year's tournament. The greatest advantage, the greatest weakness, though, the gout.
No, none of that.
While it gave him all the power in the world, much gave him no touch, gave him no feel. So his gout also took his vision to see. Now I'm squinting a lot out there. Maybe he looked like he was lost on the north or something. I don't know. But yeah. I spoke to his Craddy Creighton, who had just flown back from some German dance music testicle in Dresden or something like
festival.
That. He was on way too many drugs. I saw him playing with dirt, asking EA for advice. I think he thought he was a girth worm. I don't know. But he didn't help out EA at all. But yeah,
that's
EA,
funny.
Despite adding the extra grout muscle, he ended up tearing his gout right off the bone.
Oh, no.
It was a tough finish for Michie, but also it made well for a great April Fool's Open.
I'm going to have to correct you. It's April Fool's Open there.
That's great. What I said. I said April Fool's Open.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
I think we are. You're just being weird right now.
Yeah, no,
you are
I'm sorry.
Being a little weird.
Yeah, I heard that after EA tore his grout off the bone, he had to be wheeled to his car in an office chair.
Yeah.
Big deal around here.
Yeah, he had an intern come bring him out in an office chair.
Well, Greg, thank you very much for the recap of the April Fool's Open. We do have to, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you before we let you go. Anyone that is your click to pick to win the Masters?
The what?
I think he meant pick to click, but I think he's inspired by you, Greg.
The Masters is this weekend?
You run the Flaccid Golfer magazine. How do you not know that?
But they had it last year. I'm not prepared to speak on that.
It's a yearly thing.
Every year,
it's not the Olympics. It happens all the time.
Oh, yo, that's not good.
all right. Well, I think we're going to have to let you go. I thought you might have had a little something on the Masters.
I barely have anything. But, hey, DJ Tuggenberg, Monto Major, Jucky and Place here to speak with you guys. Yes, always. Go golf!
I don't really know what he said at the end there, but thank you too, Greg.
Go golf.
He is. The man, the myth, the legend,
I'm
Greg
exhausted.
Rosengarten.
God, it's an assault on my ears.
He somehow says words even worse as he goes in the interview.
In the hysterectomy books.
Yeah, the hysterectomy books, Jacob Betta snore, and the April Fool's Lopens. Well, That sucks.
We're just a weekend show. That's the level we can get. You know, we take a
weekend.
We can't
book another weekend guy. No. We have to book the weekend guy's brother.
We've tried. Like, this is. We understand our lot in life and where we are, and we do what we can with what we got. We try to help the people out with our golf expert.
So, speaking of golf expert, we saw how Ham did as a golfer.
Thank you.
Almost beat Daddy.
Almost.
Really, really pulling for you. How do you think you did as a caddy, DJ?
I think I did everything I possibly could to help him out.
So, passing the buck. Go ahead and throw that out there. Mm-hmm. Pass the buck, DJ.
Yeah.
You feel like you squeezed every ounce of golf out of him that you could have.
So, I think the main things that I brought to the table was we eliminated chipping from his game. We simplified things.
Wind was going to be a big factor in this. Just keep the ball out of the sky as much as possible.
Okay.
So I don't know that he used a different club besides driver and the five iron and the putter. I think we were generally a three club team.
I think Lee Trevino won a couple of majors.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You simplify things, and he was trying his best.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
He was.
As you're handing
great.
Him a little bag of cut up oranges afterwards.
We didn't have.
Did you try your hardest?
We didn't have oranges, but we did have Uncrustables.
Yeah.
That's okay. Again, that's what's important.
And Dr. Pepper.
Prepper.
So
it would have been nice if we could have beat Daddy or one other person, though. We were pretty confident we would beat EA.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I heard EA even mentioned on Elf Show that. Like 11 minutes in, he had to sit down. It was just too much.
Well, I believe that because he suffers from acute gout. So, yeah, I bet it was painful walking around out
pretty
there.
Pretty disgusting. I don't think it looks cute.
Are you sure he was having a hard time walking? I saw a couple of videos of him
galloping.
Walking the course. And he seemed fine.
Again, this is the guy that had to be wheeled to his car in an office chair because of the gout. This is what we're dealing with.
Oh, that
here.
Actually happened.
It's actually happened.
Sources confirmed.
Interesting. Well, do you think if it was a ranking of caddies out there, you would have won?
Oh, I mean, no disrespect to Baldy's brother or David Holse, any of the guys out there.
Tony Castellaneta?
Well, it's Tony Casillas. Oh. He was trying. I knew who he was talking about. That's a tough name if you don't know how to pronounce it, I guess. Not really, but I'm showing grace. No, I think it was just a good team event. I thought it was fun. We enjoyed our group. I thought you and Baldy bonded a little bit.
Yeah, I had a blast. It was nice seeing somebody good at golf. That wasn't me.
How would you feel about this next year? I pitch this to the powers that be. As we are running out of golfers, like this is the one tournament where every time somebody wins, that's one less person available for the field next year. Switching it up a little bit. And doing like, you know how we would get like Aaron Rodgers and Phil Mickelson against Brady and Tiger or whatever?
Yeah.
If next year we get Corby and EA mm-hmm. against George and Ham.
Oh, we would kill.
Because Corby's probably the best golfer we have, right?
I think so.
Maybe Bob.
At the moment.
Bob would think, I'd even admit, not him, I think. He plays a lot.
Maybe.
I bet it'd be Corby.
I think it would be Corby also. But I would absolutely love, if they have to play alternate shot or whatever, Corby to have to follow an EA 8-foot.
Drive, yeah.
Drive with the putter.
Well, he would probably love that because it's just like you're teeing off again. Now, if you immediately shoot one into the woods.
It can go bad very quickly, though.
Yeah.
Now, I guess I've never thought about this like in the Ryder Cup or whatever. What they do if your partner whiffs. I don't know how that goes.
You would have to go again.
You would have to
until you're not whiffing anymore, you have to keep going.
Because it would actually be a net positive for the ball just to not move.
I would tell, if you didn't have to count it, I would tell EA, just whiff, I'll go up and hit it.
Yeah.
And we also have to rule out like him doing like a 2-inch putt and then Corby taking over 2 inches where he was from.
Do we think, though, that EA would be like the Spurs in the skills competition that he would outthink it?
That's
and
what
that
I'm saying.
That
do
that
the
he
bare
would
minimum.
Figure that
yeah.
out. I don't know that he would figure that out. I think he would just.
Well, Corby might. Corby can talk to him. Maybe. But then, like, he just forgets immediately.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to have Ham play with Craig Rosengarten.
Ooh, that would be great.
Interesting.
Bring the brothers.
Yeah, we can't see him.
In character the whole time.
Just, yeah, we just hear that laugh the whole time.
Oh, 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 oh. That would be amazing.
That would be, okay, yeah.
That's a good idea, yeah.
If y'all two played Corby and EA, y'all would be my click to pick.
Okay, thank you.
That'd be great.
Stop saying click to pick.
That's what Greg said. All right.